was the fourth of year in a constant dumbing despot play. A nation watched him bloat and bluster in another Trump crude display. As is often the case, what he's a part of falls into disarray. As decorum's norms at podium fell under loud combative sway. And then it all blew up with warnings of a future could be so dire. Seems Trump envisioned future just jumped us off reality's bridge. And concern arose in all smart circles of a tried true tale of a rigged democracy, and to just who was he trying to sell? That we couldn't trust results even before they were told. Of ballots that were tossed, the ranks of which could soon be swelled. Or of others mailed fraudulent to send Trump to lose his hell. But now his desperate warning threats just jumped us off reality's bridge. And now the white's the right and condemning, well, that just ain't right. It's a Proud Boy base of blood and bats and guns all itching for a fight. To just stand by his call from boss to save us from an old dog's plight. There's America that needs be saved, a sad history to rewrite. A call to arms and wait for the time when the fight's just right. So this comes surreal time now for us to jump off that bridge. Now William Lobar, the law, helps conspiracies along. Speaks in lawyerly terms of our well-used systems being wrong. You can't trust what you've known all along, it's just some pretty bird song. No, he'll parrot bogus claims of fraud all to deceive the throng. The press is always right and always will be with Lobar along. While great leaders, tin pot madness just jumped us off reality's bridge. So Lobar investigates still to revise a past so wrong. There's an alternate reality he's mocking up for us be shown. Where there was no interference, but a deep state hating Trump all along. No foreign interest whose agenda Trump's election could help be sown. No bladder of the favorite tyrants whose world Trump wish he could own. It was then with health that Orange started jumping off reality's bridge.